Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the wall won that one. I beat the ball off of May, the fastball inside off my ribs. You got to check that ball. But the wall won that one in Colorado. I feel all right. I was a little sore in my shoulder and my ribs, but I'm good to go.
It didn't show when you came up to bat, obviously. And you know what surprised me out of that is you're such a good guy at seeing pitches and working the pitch count in that. First pitch, you hadn't played in a couple of days, and all of a sudden, boom, first pitch you go and big pinch hit.
Yeah, so, with a good reliever like that, the best approach is not to get to two strikes with such a guy that has a nasty slider. So, I told myself to stay inside and try to hit behind Juan, who was at first base. And I ended up getting a fastball, like middle in a little bit, somewhere like I can handle and just stay inside of it. And stayed through it and get us going a little rally.
That was a huge win for you guys to come back. You're on the edge the entire day, and it looked like you were going to go down, but you guys maintained, and you found a way like you usually do.
Yeah, Hoffman, he tip of the cap to him, and Nunez, who was behind the plate, they executed a lot of pitches. We were heading some loud outs, but, just couldn't find holes, and I think, again, it just shows much of this team, how resilient we are, and that never quit attitude, even though we were down, we knew we had a chance against him, even though Diaz, who was on the mound, as long as we got good at bats and we were passing the baton, I think we had the momentum going for us. And then once we got him out of there and we got, I think it was Harvey in there, it was all pressure for the new guy. And, especially with Pete coming up, and it was nerve wracking. It was huge for us to even get the series, dropping the first game and just keeping things alive.
As a pinch hitter, as a guy off the bench late in games, you have an OPS over one. So how have you maintained that? How have you done that?
Oh, man, I think it's just going back to my past. I failed a lot. And so I learned from that failure of, taking a bat to it at bat. We all know that pinch hitting is one of the toughest things in the game. And back when I was a year or two younger, that I would go up there and I have to get a hit, and I would live or die on that. And now it's I just go up there, and if I get out, I get out. In the manager's standpoint, all he's trying to do is put a little bit of wrinkle in the lineup and just try to get things going. If nothing happens, then nothing happens. But I just try to take a simple approach and a short-term memory compared to back in my past. I would bring in a bat to another at bat instead of just turning the page. I just keep it simple and just have fun up there, just try to be a little bit more aggressive in the pinch hits.
I keep it the same because it's working, that's for sure. JD, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.